Potatoes are a great way to stretch your food budget when times are tough or when you have an unexpected guest or two for dinner. You can save even more by growing them yourself. On this episode of Homegrown, your backyard garden podcast, we're talking about how to plant potatoes, and especially how to plant them in containers. Let's dig in. Even if you don't have much space for a backyard garden, or no space at all, you can grow potatoes. They grow well in containers, so they are well suited to a small space garden. Those containers can be anything from grow bags to trash cans to buckets. Potatoes aren't difficult to grow, but there are a few things you need to pay attention to, and that's what we're talking about today. Did you know that there are over 200 varieties of potatoes? There are very few available in the grocery store. You might find red potatoes, yellow potatoes, and white potatoes. And lately I've been seeing small bags of a mixture of red, yellow, and blue-skinned potatoes. But if you're growing them yourself, you can choose the variety you like best and that grows best in your area. It might open up a whole new world of possibilities and flavors for you. I admit that my first attempt at growing potatoes many years ago resulted in a rotten mess and no harvest at all. I had planted them in the ground, in our heavy clay soil. Potatoes like well-drained soil, and if they are too wet, well, they rot. My second attempt seemed to be doing pretty well, until an armadillo dug up the spuds in the middle of the night. So I gave up for a few years. But I'm persistent. Actually, some people like to say that I'm stubborn, and I suppose I wanted to prove something. I remembered the metal trash can in the yard that we had used as a tomato planter one year. My husband had drilled holes on the outside near the bottom of the can all those years ago for me, so water could drain out and the tomatoes wouldn't be sitting in the muck. That would work pretty well for potatoes. I did ask for a few more drainage holes, though. Everything I read about growing potatoes says that they like very well-drained soil. I even put several bricks under the edge of the trash can so that it was above the ground and the water could drain very freely. I had a pretty good crop of Yukon Golds that year. That trash can was armadillo-proof. Trash cans aren't the only thing you can grow potatoes in, of course. You can grow them in 5-gallon buckets, too. Any container that's large enough that the plant can produce tubers under the soil should work. Another benefit of using containers to grow potatoes is that you can provide good soil. That heavy clay that I first tried to grow potatoes in is not what potatoes like. They like light and fluffy soil that will drain well and that the tubers can grow in. Let's look at it this way. If your dirt turns into a hard brick after it rains and then dries out, like a hard rock, there's no room for the potatoes to grow. A potato can't grow inside a brick. There's simply no space for them to move. If your soil is poor, if it's heavy clay like mine was, you can add lots of organic material to it, such as aged compost or fallen leaves. It's amazing what this will do for your soil. Compost adds nutrients, changes the texture of the soil, and enables water to drain out of heavy clay soil while it helps sandy soil to hold in the moisture. Pretty amazing, isn't it? If you're buying soil for your potato containers, a mixture of potting soil and compost works well. You can add a bit of sand if you think the soil still looks too heavy. You want a rich, loamy mixture of soil. So, what else do you need to grow a potato crop? You need containers with lots of drainage holes. Trust me, one hole in the bottom is not enough. Drill several on the bottom and drill some more holes around the outside of the container near the bottom. You can grow one or two potato plants in a 5-gallon bucket or a 5-gallon grow bag and more in a trash can. Then you need your potatoes, of course. While my first attempts were planted with potatoes from the grocery store, I use certified seed potatoes now. Potatoes are very prone to bacterial and fungal diseases. There's a long list of diseases that affect potatoes. Grocery store potatoes might be carrying those diseases, like blight and fusarium. They could introduce these pathogens into your garden soil. In fact, potato blight is thought to be the cause of the Irish potato famine in the 1840s. Since potatoes and tomatoes are both in the nightshade family, they are both susceptible to these same diseases, including blight. So introducing blight into your soil with diseased potatoes can affect your garden for years to come, and more than just your potato plants. Growing potatoes in containers can help prevent the spread of these diseases, but the soil in your containers shouldn't be added to your garden beds or your compost pile after you've grown and harvested grocery store potatoes, just in case. Your other choice is to buy seed potatoes at the garden center, feed store, farm store, and so on. These potatoes are certified disease-free. Small potato varieties grow best in containers. Also, I recommend planting determinate potato varieties. Wait, there are determinate and indeterminate potatoes? I thought that was just a tomato thing. Nope, potatoes also come in determinate and indeterminate varieties. Just like tomatoes, the determinate type produce all of their tubers at once, and the indeterminate types take longer to produce that crop over a longer period of time. Seed potato companies don't seem to label them as determinate and indeterminate, though, which can make things kind of difficult. But here's a tip. If you grow early or mid-season potatoes, they are probably determinate. Indeterminate types are usually labeled as late season. Fingerling, Red Pontiac, Superior, and Yukon Gold potato varieties are early to mid-season determinate varieties. Indeterminate potatoes grow their tubers all along the stem of the plant, from the seed potato at the bottom right up to the top of the soil. Indeterminate potatoes are well suited to growing in tall containers, such as those trash cans, that give them lots of room to form those tubers. Determinate potatoes grow their tubers on one level, just above the seed potato. Determinate potatoes are great if you have a short growing season, since they ripen earlier than the indeterminate types. They're also good if you live in a hot climate like I do. They're ready to harvest before the weather gets too hot, causing the roots to overheat. Another benefit of growing early to mid-season determinate potatoes is that they are less likely to fall victim to blight. So, you have your seed potatoes. Now, what do you do with them? About 2 to 4 weeks before your last expected freeze date, you prepare the seed potatoes by chitting. This means bringing the potatoes out of storage, setting them in a single layer on trays with the narrow end down, so the potatoes will begin to sprout. A popular container for this is to use egg cartons with one potato sitting in each cavity, but a tray or a baking pan will also work. Put the trays of potatoes in a single layer in a warm, well-lit room. After a week or so, sprouts will begin growing from the eyes of the potatoes. Your sprouts should be green or even purplish, but not white or pale green, which happens when the potatoes aren't getting enough light. The sprouts should be short and compact instead of long and leggy as though they are reaching for the light. You might have noticed in the past when you have potatoes sprout in a cupboard that those sprouts are long and leggy and white because they're not getting enough light. When the sprouts are about an inch tall, you can cut the potatoes into pieces, each with 2 or 3 eyes or sprouts. Don't cut potatoes that are small, about golf ball sized. Those can be planted whole. After cutting, let the potatoes sit for a couple of days before you plant them, so that the cut sides can heal over. You can plant your potatoes outside in containers a week or two before your last average frost date. Wait at least 2 days after you have cut your potatoes into pieces. Make sure the drainage holes in your container are open and not clogged with dirt or debris. Remember, potatoes like well-draining soil. Too much moisture will cause them to rot or to develop fungal issues. Move your containers to a sunny spot before you fill them. Dirt is heavy, Potatoes like 6 to 8 hours of sunlight. Put about 3 or 4 inches of soil in your container. You can add some bone meal and some blood meal to this soil and mix it well. Potatoes are heavy feeders, so this will give them the boost that they need to get going. Use twice as much bone meal as blood meal. Set a few potato pieces, or the small potatoes, on top of the soil, with the sprouts facing up. Cover the pieces with another 3 inches or so of your soil mix. Now wait for your potatoes to begin growing. When the leaves break through the top of the soil, you can plant another layer of potato pieces, and then fill your container with soil, leaving the top inch or two of the container empty. If you're using a 5-gallon bucket as your container, plant just one potato piece on the bottom layer and perhaps one more as a second layer. Any more than that, and your potatoes won't have enough room for the tubers to grow. Fill the last 2 inches of the container with straw or dry leaves. This mulch will help keep the roots cool, conserve moisture, and keep the potatoes from being exposed to sunlight, which would turn them green. You should offset the potato pieces in your layers. In other words, if you put the first layer of pieces in a triangle with one piece at each corner of the triangle, the second layer should also be a triangle with the potato pieces in between the first layer's pieces. And this brings up an interesting question. How far apart should you plant potatoes when they're growing in containers? Common practice when you plant them in the ground is 10 inches apart. This can be difficult to measure, though, if you're using containers, and also if you're planting in layers. You'd need a pretty large container, like that trash can, to plant 4 potatoes in one layer and 4 potatoes in the next layer. How deep do you plant potatoes? Plant them near the bottom of the container. Determine that potatoes grow their tubers in one layer above that sprouted potato piece, so you want enough room above that for the potatoes to grow. By planting 2 layers of potato pieces, you can grow tubers in 2 layers. They'll have more space to grow potatoes than if you plant 2 pieces on the same depth. Potatoes should be planted with the eyes or the sprouts facing up. Potato plants like 1 to 2 inches of water weekly, but they don't like to be waterlogged. Water consistently instead of once a week. Underwatering will give you smaller potatoes, but overwatering will cause them to rot. Add more compost on top of the container about halfway through the season to help feed the plants. Check your plants weekly, looking for pests like the orange and black striped Colorado potato beetle, and looking for signs of disease. When the plants flower and the leaves begin to turn yellow and die back, it's time to harvest your potatoes, which is easy to do when you grow them in containers. Just turn the container over and dump it out, and then pick up the potatoes. Let's recap the secrets of growing potatoes in containers. Containers are a great way to grow potatoes when you don't have a lot of space. Choose between determinate and indeterminate types, early season or late season. Buy certified seed potatoes to lessen the chance of diseases in your soil. Chit your potatoes for a week or two so they'll sprout. Cut the sprouted potatoes in pieces with at least 3 eyes or sprouts on each one, and let them heal for several days before planting. You can leave small potatoes whole. Plant potatoes in containers 1 to 2 weeks before the last average frost date. Plant the sprouted potato pieces near the bottom of the container with the sprouts facing upwards. Water potatoes consistently, but don't let the container become waterlogged. Add more compost halfway through the season to fertilize the plants. Check your plants weekly, looking for pests and signs of diseases. When the plants flower and the leaves turn yellow and die back, it's time to harvest. Just dump the container over and pick up your potatoes. The right containers, well-draining soil, and the right potato varieties are the secrets to successfully growing potatoes in containers. Start planning now to plant your potatoes. In the meantime, I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss a single episode. Share it with your friends, too. Leaving a review would be awesome. And as always, you'll find the link to the transcript of this episode in the show notes. You'll find more backyard gardening information on my blog, oakhillhomestead.com, on Facebook at Oak Hill Homestead, and on Instagram at Oak Hill Homestead. Thank you for tuning in today, and I'll see you here next time on Homegrown, your backyard garden podcast.